Alright, my friends, welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let's be real, who here feels like they're constantly battling their phone? Ever feel like you're being controlled by notifications, scrolling endlessly even when you're bored? You know that feeling when you try to put it down but suddenly, bam, a new text or an irresistible game update pulls you right back in. That's what we're talking about today. Strategies for staying motivated on your journey to ditching phone addiction and reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity. Because let's face it, recovering from any kind of addiction is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes real commitment, self-awareness, and sometimes a whole lot of willpower. But here's the good news. You don't have to do this alone. There are tons of strategies out there that can help you stay focused, motivated, and ultimately succeed in kicking that phone dependency to the curb. First up, let's talk about setting realistic goals. Think about it like training for a race. You wouldn't try to run a marathon on your first day, right? Same goes for breaking free from your phone. Start small. Maybe aim for 30 minutes of screen-free time each day, or designate certain areas in your home as phone-free zones. Celebrate those little wins because they add up. Next, find something that truly excites you and invest your time there. I'm talking about passions, hobbies, activities that make your soul sing. When you have something that genuinely pulls you in, it becomes easier to resist the constant lure of your phone. Think about painting, learning a new language, joining a book club, or even just going for a hike and soaking in nature. Remember those dopamine hits you get from scrolling endlessly? You can actually trigger those same feel-good sensations through healthy activities. Exercising, listening to music, spending time with loved ones, these things release endorphins that leave you feeling happy and fulfilled, making it easier to resist the phone's siren call. Now, let's talk about accountability. Find a buddy who's also on this journey, or tell someone close to you about your goals. Sharing your intentions with others can help keep you motivated and prevent you from backsliding when temptation strikes. You're stronger together, folks. And lastly, don't be afraid to embrace those moments of boredom. They might seem uncomfortable at first, but they're actually opportunities for growth. When you're not constantly plugged in, your mind has space to wander, to think creatively, and to connect with yourself on a deeper level. Embrace the silence, my friends. Think about it. Have you ever caught yourself staring blankly at your phone screen, scrolling endlessly without really absorbing anything? That feeling of emptiness, that craving for something more fulfilling, that's what happens when we let our phones dictate our attention and energy. Remember Sarah? She was a regular guest on this podcast a few weeks back, sharing her struggle with social media addiction. She felt trapped in a cycle of endless scrolling, comparing herself to others, and feeling completely drained. But then she took action. She deleted the apps that were most draining her time and energy, started spending more time outdoors and pursuing her passion for painting, and even joined a local hiking group. Now, Sarah's thriving. She's rediscovered her creativity, made meaningful connections with people who share her interests, and feels a sense of true joy that she hadn't experienced before. Her story is a powerful reminder that reclaiming your time and attention is possible. It just takes courage, commitment, and the willingness to embrace new possibilities. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Set realistic goals. Find something you're truly passionate about. Embrace healthy activities that bring you joy and release endorphins. Seek out accountability partners who support your journey. And most importantly, don't be afraid to embrace those moments of boredom. They can lead to incredible self-discovery and growth. You've got this. Now go out there and take back control of your time, energy, and life. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with a friend who might also be struggling with phone addiction. Let's help each other create a world where we're less glued to our screens and more present in our lives. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.